December 15th, right? My oldest son's birthday is the 18th, a week before Christmas. We were in the hospital happily by that time. So, and it's still giving me the number of the situation. But anyway, Christmas, December 25th is a couple of days from now. So everybody's busy and, you know, people are shopping, some people are making plans, and gathered together with their family, a special occasion, and you know, it's a special day for a lot of people, in fact, millions of people. And we will have our Christmas celebration next week. You know, we encourage everybody to bring a friend, bring a family member, bring a person that you wanted to be part of our fellowship next week. Our service will be, it's like an announcement for us, and we will have a Christmas message. Hopefully that will more encourage us, you know, to remember God's plan of salvation, beginning from, you know, giving His Son and the birth of our Savior Jesus Christ. So today I want to start about our Christmas celebration. Let me read these verses that we have to study this morning. Maybe read about it, maybe you have read about it, maybe you have encountered these verses. And I entitled my message this morning, "You Are Highly Favored." Okay. The verses is talking about Mary, right? The mother of Jesus. But let's go to the verses and find out, you know, the message to Mary, and maybe has also some message for us. Okay, let's start reading those verses to you this morning. In Luke, you know, the book of Luke has a special account on the birth of Jesus Christ. Okay, chapter 1, beginning from verse 28, okay, we'll start with 26, that's also good. Because it has, you know, like title of the, you know, of the paragraphs of the Bible. You know, the Bible was written without this title and paragraphs long, long time ago. It's only recently, I mean, a couple of years ago, that they, you know, they titled that such paragraphs so people will easily understand what he's, you know, talking about, or the readers, actually. But let me start with 26 then. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greetings this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid. Right? Mary, you have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end." "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel, "since I am a virgin." The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for the word from God will never fail." In other translation, there's no impossible things to God, from God, something like that. "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May your word to me be fulfilled." Then the angel of the Lord left her. get you concentration. Otto was traveling, you know, going to a vacation, and along the road they see a sign. The sign says Nacogdoches, 40 miles away. And the couple was, you know, like arguing, how do you pronounce that word? You know, the guy said, oh, it's like this. And the lady said, it's like this. So they began to argue. And arguing, they become quiet. And the guy said, when I reach town, the first person I met, I'll tell you and ask her of him, what's the right pronunciation of the town they were coming in. So they were driving silent. You know, because they were arguing how to pronounce Nacogdoches. So when there is a place, the first, you know, passport that they went and in, and the guy said to the, you know, to the server, to the person, you know, how do you pronounce? Could you pronounce this place clearly and rightly so that my wife can hear it? And the lady was perplexed and surprised. Why this guy asked me the question? And she leaned forward and said, Burger King. You know? The story of Christmas is a nice story. It's a, you know, it's a wonderful story. And some people have the different idea about it, actually. And the Bible is so clear when we study the book of Luke, especially. It's a good account for everybody to understand and, you know, biblically sound in order for us to celebrate or to, you know, to share to other people what we believe and what we have been on. Because people, you know, have different ideas about it. And the book of Luke is a good Bible account to understand that. Okay, let's dissect all the verses. Great question to start is, how do you react when unexpected things come your way? Or maybe an unexpected letter come your way? Or maybe a letter like you just won $1,000. How would you react? Or let's say on the other hand, how about a letter said that you owe something? Just like when I was hospitalized, you know, in Queens Hospital. I had nothing. And then came the letter, oh, you owe us something and you have to pay this, blah, blah, blah. You know, we react on things that, you know, happen to us unexpectedly, right? Right? We act maybe differently when it's positive. Or we react differently when it's a little bit negative, like, you know, you owe us something. Maybe, the IRS is calling you for something. You react differently. All right? And Mary is the same thing. When the angel Gabriel talked to her, you know, she was perplexed. I don't blame her. She was afraid in a sense. She was surprised in a sense, you know. And we can see that her reaction is a pretty normal thing. Okay, what Mary is like is maybe everything is, you know, going right. He's betrothed. She's betrothed. She's about to marry somebody that, you know, a good guy, you know. You know, and they were respected in the town. You know, they have good names, and you know, nobody talks negative about them. Like everything, you know, everything come in a normal way. Everything is peaceful and quiet, and suddenly a news came. You know, angel came. Unexpected things will happen. Those things happen to us too, right?
Yes.
We're so calm, we're so focused on something, and then boom, something hit us. Unexpectedly. Unexpectedly. So how do we react on those things? It will happen. It will happen. You know? So Mary was afraid. He was the Bible said she was perplexed. You know, she was surprised, and she said to the angel, "How can that be? I'm a virgin." So she's talking in the sense that, you know, she knows, she believes, she have an idea that normally, a woman will be pregnant if she has a relationship with a man. That's her idea. And that idea is true. Right? That idea is true according to what the Bible is saying. I am a virgin. You know? I haven't been married yet. I haven't been, in a relationship wherein I could be pregnant. So she was perplexed. She was surprised. She was afraid, the Bible said. So the angel explained it to her. And after the angel talked to her, and after God's word, you know, assured her, the angel of the Lord said, by the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be overshadowed. By the power of God, you know, by the power of God from on high will overshadow you. You will give birth to a son. So when she was assured of something, when the Bible speaks to her, when the angel of the Lord speaks to her, she began to calm down. She began to understand. You know, it's normal for us sometimes when we react perplexed because we don't know what's happening, right? As a normal being, as a normal person, sometimes we react negatively because we don't understand. We tend to go from here and go from there, and we have no direction until the word of God assures us. Right? Everybody's own way. Everybody's own way of doing something. You know, I think this is right. I think this is wrong. I think this is much better road than to follow. And then you hear the word of God. You hear the word of God by preaching, teaching. You heard the word of God by somebody who knows the Bible. You have the word of God speaking to you. And then you become, you know, suddenly calm down. And you know how to walk now. Because the Bible assures you. You know, the Bible teaches you. The Bible teaches you the truth. And you began to, you know, your perplexion, your anxiety, when you level up anxiety. That's why when you go to surgery, right, you're anxious. Right? And the nurse or the doctor explained to you, blah, blah, blah. This is what will happen. This is what will happen. You will fall asleep for different hours. Then you wake up. Then everything will be fine. You will have pain. Yes. You know, when you go home, take 2 Tylenols. You know, every 4 hours, every 6 hours. And everything comes down, right? You understood what will happen. That's why there is an education when you go to those things. To lower your anxiety level, your fear level. That's normal. When you don't know anything about it, you seem perplexed. Everybody don't know. You know? Small information is brought to you about it, so you tend to be confused. But when the word of God, or when the person, the doctor explains to you what happened, what will happen, what will be the outcome of these things, your anxiety level will subside. And that is the point we're studying right now. Mary was perplexed. She had a big question mark on her forehead, deep within her. How could this be? And that's not, I mean, that's a, you know, a good question, actually. Sometimes we have to question too. Is he really telling the truth? And then when God explain to us those things, society level will subside. And we began to understand, and we began to have faith and belief that He is telling us the truth. Okay? And the angel said, "You are highly favored." I don't know why. I cannot answer why Mary. Why of all the ladies, all the women, you know, on that part of the earth at that time, Mary was chosen. I don't know. But the Bible said, is saying to us this morning, you are highly favored. God looks at you with favor. We understood last time in our studies, right? Grace is like a, you know, unmerited favor from God. That's the bottom line. He chose us, but we don't deserve it. No amount of good works, you know, will satisfy God, you know, in order for us to choose. He chooses what He chooses. He's sovereign, He's higher than us. So whatever the reason is, He chose Mary. You're the chosen one. You are highly favored. That's what He said. You are highly favored. Unmerited favor from God. You are chosen even though you don't deserve it. No amount of good works or good character. He chose Mary. That's it. It could be someone else. It could be my neighbor next. It could be somebody that I know. But He chose Mary. But don't be sad. Okay? There's another lesson for us this morning about that paper thing. You know, we are saved by grace too. And we are highly favored. Can you say to the person next to you, you are highly favored too? Can you say that, please? We are highly favored because we are saved by grace, right? We've been studying that. Yes. Not only Mary is highly favored. We are highly favored too. That's our lesson. That's the gist of our study this morning. We are highly favored because we have chosen. God has chosen us. Unmerited favor from God. We are saved by grace. God is merciful. You know, God is merciful. He looked up to you and accepted us. I have no reason, I have no character for God to be, you know, to look highly upon me. I have nothing. I don't come in the tribe of Judah, nor the tribe of Levites, nor the tribe of Joseph, nor the tribe of those highly favored, and He had God died for me. And He died for you. You know? He died for you. That's why we are highly favored too. When He was dying on the cross, He was thinking about you. He's thinking about me. He was thinking about every person when He died on the cross. That's true. Because He said it. And He not only said it, He did it. He's not the person, I will be living in your house right this time. But wait, if it doesn't rain. God is not like that. Even if there's storm, even there's, you know, there's calamities, when He said, I'll be there, He will be there. He will be there. When He said, I will lead you in eternity, He will be there. When He said on the tip of the cross, today you will be with me in paradise. And my belief and my faith, He took that guy in paradise. When God said it, He will do it. When He said, you are highly favored, He meant it, every word of it. He meant every word. So we are highly favored. Okay? So don't lose hope. It's not only Mary. Alright? I know it's a privilege that Mary bore Jesus 9 months on his on her womb. Imagine, you know, the Savior of the world in your womb. Wow. You say, wow. I was perplexed. You know? Who would carry a Son of God in her womb for 9 months? You know, that's a good idea. But you know what? I think it's better, from my perspective, it's better when Christ's blood covered Mary up. That's better than carrying a Savior in your womb. I think Christ's blood covering Mary is more wonderful thing than carrying it in your womb. Right? That's wonderful. That's so wonderful. You know, sometimes when we follow Jesus, we have to have faith. We have to have belief. Even though sometimes it doesn't make sense. I know it's hard. It's easy for me to say, okay, follow Jesus, right? Even if it doesn't make sense. Because a lot of times it doesn't make sense. God said, you will have a life. But first you have to lose your life. That makes sense, right? And God said, if you want to have plenty, you have to keep. How could that be? Right? And God said, if you want to have eternity, you have to lose your life. Doesn't make sense, right? Sometimes it doesn't make sense on a normal thing. But God wants us to understand and have faith. That's how He wants us. He wants us to have faith and believe that He can do more than we can ask. Because the Holy Spirit is with us. Nothing is impossible with God. He's making diamonds out of dust. Right? Sometimes we think of people and we say, oh, I don't think this guy will change. I don't think this person will change. I have an uncle whose name is Jesus in the Philippines. He's not a good guy, I mean, in my perspective. But they call him Jesus. Or Jesus. In Tagalog. And this guy is like, you know, he's really, you know, top of the town because he's not, I'm not proud, you know, for him being my uncle. But, you know, I think in the end, he found his life. It changes. And sometimes you look at a person and we judge yourself. Nothing will ever change this person. But God will turn diamond into dust. I mean dust from that. From dust to diamond, I'm sorry. A good example is Apostle Paul. He was a murderer. He was a killer. He killed Christians. Because he thought he's doing the right thing. And Christ knocked him off. Boom. Hit him on the head hard. And after that, it changed. Right? Nothing is impossible with God. Go back to the story. And the angel said, even your cousin Elizabeth, who people say, oh, she could not give birth. She's pregnant 6 months already. That's why Mary was, you know, on the point of believing and trusting that he was God is talking to her in truth. And she had faith. Nothing is impossible with God. Alright? God can do things beyond our expectation. And then we just have to believe and have faith. Alright? We have to believe even though it doesn't make sense. See, our sermon is like, you know, like, let me go back to Abraham. 100 years old, it doesn't make sense, right? Giving birth to a, you know, being 100 years old, it doesn't make sense. It doesn't go with the norm. But God can, you know, there is no impossible thing with God. God is sovereign. And He is flexible. So can we go home today and tell ourselves, we are highly able. Right? We are highly able. Satan will always say, oh, you're nothing. You're something. You know, you're not. No, no. Christ died for you. Christ died for me. Not only Mary. All of us were paid and accepted and brought Jesus Christ. We are highly able. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much. It's only our understanding that our finite understanding, and sometimes it's hard to imagine a God of this universe, God who created everything, we have the heart to die for us. Thank you so much for that, oh God. Satan always tells us that we are nothing. Thank God, because we have Jesus in our life. Thank you, because we have died for us. No, my brother and sister in Christ, that we are the assurance that we are highly favored. Because the Savior was born on Christmas Day in a manger. That's the beginning of the story. And that same baby, oh God, who grew up and become an adult, after his ministry, he fulfilled the prophecy of dying on the cross to save his people from their sins. And thank you, oh God, for doing that. May we remember the right message of Christmas. To be humble, to be loving, to be merciful. A lot of people around us. Let us remember that we are masters. Share them the good news to everybody. Thank you so much for this time. Please be my friend. Amen.